our Nitro Funny Car champion this weekend, Matt Hagen, driver of the Mopar Express Lane Nitro Funny Car. It's a great weekend for the team. A great start to the 2018 season for Matt, who began his 2017 season in much the same way. This is the second year in a row that he's won this event, both times from the number one qualifying spot. Matt, we'll kind of get right into the questions. You were very happy with how this team tested. So talk to me about the test session and the amount of confidence you came into this race with.
Well, you know, I mean, confidence is a big thing, but you know, these funny cars are just so humbling. You know, you feel like sometimes that you're on top of the world and you can't do anything wrong, and, you know, you drive an 11,000 horsepower race car that just, it makes you feel alive, you know, and it's just one of those things where you can be on the top of the world, but then those things can rip your heart out and, you know, run over top of them. So I've been on both sides of it, and I feel like to me that just keeping our team upbeat and confidence and just kind of, you know, starting the year off on a positive note. Like, I got everybody together, and I'm like, we're going to do team meetings. We're going to do, you know, every weekend and start and finish and different things like that. And you know, just had some things that I really wanted to focus on as goals that I'd set for myself. And I think it's good for our team to set some goals for themselves. And I think we're trying to hit some of them. There's some of them that are going to be hard to obtain. But, you know, you have to set those parameters for yourself. But I'm just – to watch my guys come together and work, you know, just everything's clicking so nice. You know, you can tell the extra prep that they put in during the off season. You know, it's not so much just parts and pieces. It's looking at those parts and pieces and putting your hands on them and feeling them. Just because they're there doesn't mean that they're not broken or there's not a cracked piece or something like that. You know, just taking the extra and doing the extra. And I think that's what my guys have done during this off season. And I'm really, really just proud of them, but I'm proud to crawl in that race car that Don Schumacher owns. You know, it's a car that these guys have put together that I know I can win on any given Sunday that I go out there. And that's a crazy feeling, man, because there's a lot of guys that race out there and they're just hoping to go some rounds, you know, and I'm like, every Sunday, you know, you can win this race, you know, it's just a cool feeling. And like, just to see the hard work that they put into it, and then we have a team meeting. Like last night we had one, and you know, he had some guys change a few things here and there, and just really working as a group, you know. And this is no different than any other sport. You have to all work together and communicate, and you know, even just on the personnel side, if you're not getting along, you know, you're grown men, talk to each other before you go, you know, run behind each other's back. It's just keeping things together and clicking. And but, you know, everything that we're doing right now with this car, it goes back to Dickie Venables. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, him and Mike Knutson, they have a game plan, and they're working really hard to execute it. And it just shows you how smart they are to come out. You know, we struggled a little bit last year in the middle of the season and stuff. We kind of tested in Vegas and found our stride again, and then just kind of kicked the year back off again, you know, pretty strong. But like I said, these things are very humbling. I think that you can feel great right now, and we roll into Phoenix, and it's a whole different story. So we just got to keep it upbeat and positive, and no matter what happens, just keep it rolling, you know.
It's your 27th career victory, and I think one of the most interesting stats coming out of this is you're the first guy since Don Prudhomme to win this race back-to-back from the number one qualifying position, and he did it back in 1976 and 1977. I know it's kind of just a fun number. It doesn't really add to the value of this trophy, but you know, you're putting yourself into a position now career-wise where, you know, your win total and some of these things you're accomplishing puts you in some pretty rarefied air.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just to be even mentioned in that category with that name, with the snake and stuff like that, is just an honor. I mean, I'm nowhere even close to that caliber or on that level, but it's just cool to hear my name and his around the same, you know. So I just got so much respect for our legends that have done what they've done to bring the sport to what it is today. Without them, you know, Shirley Modowney and Snake and all those folks that have paved the path, we wouldn't be here doing what we love to do. And, you know, so hats off to them to be, you know, out there back when you could really get, you know, hurt, you know, out there with a leather jacket on getting it done. And you know, it's just amazing how far the safety's come in these cars. You know, we're covering over 300 miles an hour now, but I've just never felt safer in one of these race cars. And we just keep adding more safety stuff to it. You know, right now we got a deal where the parachutes are coming out on a time deal, basically off the nuts on the front wheel, and you're driving into the chutes and you're still making sure you're get them out and stuff like that. But they're just, the safety is evolving, you know. And everybody talks about, you know, over 330 miles an hour and it's unsafe and this, but these guys back behind the scenes with NHRA are doing so much to keep us safe out there on those racetracks. And you know, and I know our fans want to see us go fast, and I want to go fast too. That's what I, you know, put a helmet on for. So I just love doing what I do. Very, very blessed to be here at Don Schumacher Racing and being able to turn on wind lights on Sunday.
Questions for Matt?
You said last night you just trying to find that groove. Looks like you're in it today with 3.9, 3.8.
Yeah, you know, Dickie's really got it dialed in, and he's not really messing with it too much. It's kind of gas and go, you know, and that's the thing about these nitro cars. They're pretty finicky, and, you know, it's a, I guess, kind of walking a razor blade, you know. You could fall off of either edge either way, you know. So it's just kind of, when you find that groove and you hit that, you can kind of see it in his face, and, you know, he's not up there kind of scratching his head. He's just kind of focused on a few little changes here and there, and that gives me confidence as a driver going up there, knowing that, you know, that I can do what I need to do. And I think, you know, I guess I had three lights that were in the 50s today, and you know, it just lets me allow to kind of zone in and focus on the tree and do what I need to do and keep it in the groove. So it just all works as a is a definitely a total team.
That final round, you needed every millisecond to win that.
We needed every millisecond in the semis too. I mean, Cruz had a, if he's that good, you know, hats off to him, but he had a 10 light, and I seen him poke his nose out there, and I'm like, man, we might get our butt kicked here, you know. And then we just drove around him, but it was, you know, I had a 57, I think, to his 10, and it was just barely enough. I needed to be in the 40s to give me a little comfort. But, you know, it's just one of those deals where that's racing, you know. I mean, some people take a shot sometimes, and sometimes it hits, and sometimes it don't, you know. But you just got to be on your game and hope you do a good enough job up on their tree to get it done, you know.
That was a pretty good run, though. I mean, the last run against, you know, Robert.
Yeah, you know, you got to run good against those. That's Jimmy Prock and that's Dickie Venerables, man. I mean, those two guys are throw down. You know, I think that, you know, everybody talks about being fast. I mean, I think that you got to look at those two crew chiefs as far as funny car goes, and probably, you know, we go back to back on speed and ET with that stuff, and it just so happens to be me and Robert, two of the chunkiest dudes out there. So I don't know, it's just one of those deals where it just, you know, we got good fast crew chiefs, and you know, we like to throw down. I know Dickie likes to throw down, but the biggest thing is, I know Don's probably grinning from his boat right now because we loaded up a force car on the trailer and turned the wind light on, you know. And it's a rivalry, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think it's a healthy rivalry for the sport. We need that. You know, not everybody wants to see handshaking and kissing on the top end, you know. It's something that you know, it's very competitive what we do, but it's still respectful, you know. So it goes back and forth.
Congratulations, Pat. Thank you. Cool.